I looked up at him, stunned, my head spinning, my back beginning to throb. He was looking at what was left of the shrimp. His eyes were wide, aghast. His chest heaved.
"You filthy!"
he blurted and kicked me again. He caught me just right, just under my left ear. I spun backward, in midair, into a full somersault, and crashed onto the other edge. Dimly, distantly, I saw the guards, now directly beneath me and reaching up for me. I clawed, scrambled my way onto the ramp. I got a knee up onto the edge. I heaved. Thor was waiting. I saw the black boot rear back, saw his weight shift, thought it finished.
"Hold it!"
shouted an incredibly deep and commanding voice. Everyone froze, and I mean everyone. Thor, the guards, and me, still clinging to the ramp with two bleeding hands and a knee. It took me a second to realize that there was no electronic speaker involved. It was simply the unamplified voice of Sar Borglin, chief mutineer and pirate, commanding. A few breaths later, and all relaxed somewhat, and I, scared of everyone in sight, but especially the guards, scrambled all the way onto the safety ramp. The guards paused a moment, then resumed their ragged formation at the foot of the ramp. Borglin found out what was what in a hurry. A way he had. I told him some smoke about being Ben Lawl, a missionary from the Church of Episcoblu to the heathen Lindril. Lawl had been a cellmate of mine, jailed, caged rather, for blasphemy, so I figured it was a pretty good story. Borglin didn't come near buying it. I thought he was going to toss me off right then. He would have too, I think, but Thor saved me. Thor didn't mean to. He meant just the opposite. Started sputtering furiously about poor little busted-up Prown, the shrimp, lying there on the ramp. How I must have jumped him, how Prown was only trying to help, and this dirty scum jumped him. Seeing the stinger already unstrapped and out, as well as knowing Prown as he probably did, made it easy for Borglin to see the lie and the ambush theory. Also, Borglin was irritated at Thor for butting in unasked. He didn't listen long. Then, with a sharp,
"Shut up!"
that made everybody's mouth close, he walked down and looked at me. Looking up from the position of a crumpled, wretched heap was no way to meet Borglin. To begin with, he was a real-life titan, well over 2 meters tall, with long dark brown hair and a dark brown beard and a dark brown star-tanned face. He had a bulk to him that was, well, ridiculous. He was damn near as big as a Lindril guard. In fact, everything about Borglin was big. His body, his voice, his appetites, his plans. There was something eerie about him, too. His eyes. In the midst of that great flat face of that huge forehead and forest of beard were the two most exquisitely beautiful blue eyes I had ever seen on a human creature. He was a handful. He peered at me, bent over with massive hands on muscular thighs, and made a decision.
"Bring him,"
he said crisply.